Sunday morning, I intended to end the sermon by reading the doxology found in Jude, beginning in verse 24, and I'd like for us to consider that verse here for a short time tonight for some encouragement. Jude, verse 24, Jude writes, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory, with great joy." The source of encouragement that we can receive from this passage here is to know that Jesus has the power to keep us from stumbling and the power to present us blameless before His Father. Many times I feel that in our minds, we have made a great mistake in opposition to the doctrine of once saved, always saved, in such a way that we worry every moment of every day whether we're going to make it to heaven. Have we confessed enough? Have we repented enough of our sins? But as a brother mentioned to me, there is a fine line between the truth of the assurance of our salvation and that doctrine of once saved, always saved. Sometimes I believe in our minds we've gone too far, but I believe the writings of the apostles, and I'd say if I'm wrong, please correct me, I'll take that correction, but the writings of the apostles and the prophets of the New Testament gives us full assurance of our salvation, that we can lay our heads down at night with peace in our hearts, knowing that Jesus is our Savior and that He is powerful enough to keep us from stumbling and to present us blameless. Now, we all know, as Paul wrote in Galatians, we can fall from grace. We can forsake Christ. But as we saw Sunday morning, if we're willing to confess our sins to God, if we're willing to repent, if we're trying to do His will, because we can't do it perfectly, we all sin, but if we are trying, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us of all sins. So tonight, we as Christians, we can have that assurance of our salvation that we will reach our destination, that we will see our Savior face to face one day when He calls us home. But in opposition to that is the word to those that are here tonight that have not claimed Jesus, who have not put on Christ. I know you've heard it said many times, but if you are not to be found in Christ, you are without hope. You are lost and without God in this world. But Jesus died for you. The Father loved you so much. He loved us so much that He was willing to send His Son, His only Son, to die, that we might have the forgiveness of our sins. There are those here that need to render obedience to God tonight, to have their faith placed in Jesus. And it's been too long. You've waiting way too long. The gospel plainly says that the more you strike against the rock of the Word of God, the harder your heart will come. Please do not harden your hearts tonight. Open your heart and let God reach you. Hear the words of Jesus when He invites you to come to Him, all you that are burdened and heavy laden, because He will give you rest. I don't know why you're waiting, but I can tell you that there's nothing in this world that is more powerful, more joyful, more wonderful and precious than my Jesus. And He's waiting for you tonight to come to Him. And we're waiting and inviting you to help you in any way that we can. So why do you wait? Arise tonight and be baptized and wash away all your sins calling on the name of the Lord. If we can help you in any way, please come as we stand and as we sing.